Good evening, folks. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. And we're going to present to you to episode number 92, and hope you'll stay tuned in. And a big hello to all our friends dancing away at Douglas Watson. And we'll play a few tunes and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kristen O'Neill. I'm from Stratford, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
And thanks so much, Kristen. And in fact, folks, you are listening to 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, and the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show. And just want to say hello to Max. Good to see you tonight, Max. Thanks for coming out.
Good evening, Jeff. How are you doing?
I am. If I looked as good as you do tonight, I'd be $1 million.
Is it because I'm wearing a bow tie?
That bow tie is
okay. Natty, come over. Check this out. It's a Pac-Man motif.
Oh.
Here, come check this out. Hold on.
It is.
Yeah, I picked it up today.
I was in Mississauga and I saw it and I was like, yeah, $30 for a nice silk bow tie. Why not? First bow tie of my life. You know, might as well make it a Pac-Man bow tie.
You've got the host all dressed to not nines. You're looking great. And just while you mentioned Natty, just want to say, Natty, another good show there, the Pressure Drop Show from 8 till 10.
Yep.
Right?
10:03.
Yeah, 10:03.
10:03 tonight. What was the, not the last song, or not the song before that, but like the second or third last song that you played? The one with a Caribbean sounding guy singing in there.
That was
Shazam didn't pick it up. Oh, hi, Kirsten.
Yeah, that was Dema Talk by Mobato.
Was that Mobato?
Yeah.
Okay, the only song I know from him is Delilah. Mm. That's the only song I know from guy. All right, cool.
I like asking Natty once in a while if he'll do some hip-hop swing. And I keep giving the hint that he should have been something like Maroon 5, I think, did it. Or what was the other group that had kind of a hip-hop thing? No, I should dig that up. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah,
you can take those tracks and turn them into rap songs.
Why not?
And it,
rap
Maddie,
swing?
Yeah, rap swing.
There's a really good house compilation that has like old swing tunes remixed. I just got to find it. I'll find it and bring it in for you.
Okay.
Please do.
I don't want to forget the other guest tonight. There's Kirsten Van Houten. Thanks, Kirsten, for coming out.
No problem.
And you're going to give us the honor of your presence, and we're going to talk about swing dancing, how you all got started, and all that kind of good stuff.
Very exciting.
Perfect. And we'll say a big hello to our other friends who are out tonight over at Legion, dancing to Douglas Watts, another great favorite of our dance group. So it's a great night for entertainment in the Kitchener area, and hopefully for all of our swing listeners all around the world, whoever you're listening on box channel 946 on the Rogers or on www.soundfm.ca, or whether you're on the FM dial at 100.3. So I've asked you for a favorite song. I have Sunny Side of the Street lined up. You want to tell us, Kirsten, where did you first hear that song, and why do you like it so much?
Well, I probably heard it the first time on a TD Bank commercial, but after that, when I started swing dancing, I think they regularly played it at a place called Coconut Grove in Halifax, which is where I started swing dancing.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just really liked swing dancing.
Perfect. Well, Sunny Side of the Street has lots of people have done it, and I went through my collection quick, and I found one by Manhattan Transfer. So let's play that, and we'll come back and talk some more about the swing dancing world and all that stuff with tonight with Kirsten and Max. And we'll be right back, folks. It's 100.3 Sound FM, the best and local community radio station in by far. We'll be right back.
Sun side of the street, hop bottles, oodles, and step, life's all wheat. If you dig that beat on the sun side of the street, used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, oh man, getting stuck in the shade. Get hit, don't be afraid. Moving on over, kill yourself in the clover. Only if I said, who cares? Riches Rockefeller can't be beat. Gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, it's a blue suede shoes, baby. Blue. That was my stuff, man. Hi, this is Jim Prevost from Curtain Call Entertainment. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 FM. Tune in weekly for the best music in KW played by your host, Jeff Steger.
Okay, that was Sunny Side of the Street. Kirsten, I've heard that right now. And that's one of your favorite songs. It's a good swing dancing tune.
It sure is.
And we'll look for some more of your favorites. So tell us how you got started in swing. Oh, yeah, first things first, folks, my guests tonight, Kirsten and Max, and hopefully we'll have people in the studio for the night as they come over from the dance and maybe pop in and say hello. So we should hopefully have a bunch of people parading out the door. We'll stop and say hello to them. And
that'll be really exciting.
We'll just acknowledge our first guest for the night just in and out the door is Kelly Kirkham at the back. Wave, Kelly. There she's waving. So we have a pretty good community here, as you probably noticed, Kirsten. How long have you been in the swing dance community here?
Here? Well, I've been in the swing dance community in Waterloo since June.
June?
Yeah.
And this has been nonstop fun, I would guess.
Nonstop fun indeed.
We'll do some announcements later. We'll find out how many of those events you're going to get to. You, what did you do last week in swing dancing? We had a great dance at the with the workshop. You were at the workshop, right?
Yeah, I was at the workshop. Yep. It was a lot of fun. Learned some new moves. Learned a cool swing out variation that I'm trying to implement every single dance, which is not working very well, but that's all right.
I was talking to some friends about those workshops. Typically, you know, you learn so much stuff, like 10 different things, and try to remember rather do them again. But I mean, it's in your memory. You just can't access it. It happens at times, so it's okay. Sometimes we used to actually write down, try to keep a notepad while lessons are going on. Helps, but it's just a lot of stuff for a weekend, isn't it?
It's true.
Yeah.
So. I think that was the first time I did a long session one. I've been to the Canadian Swing Championships before, and so I've done a bunch of shorter workshops all in one weekend, but never one consistently with the same instructor.
You're really busy in the scene. You do a lot of organization with Hepcat Hoppers, I think, too, right? I've seen you at the taking your turn at the door, collecting money for people as they come in, just being a host. And
I haven't actually collected money before, but I have done some announcements, which is exciting. I did some fundraising work in the fall, and so I was giving announcements about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you probably met all kinds of people, do you find that you're starting to swing dances like others? How did you first start? I think I almost met you the first time you came out, if I'm not mistaken. Did you see this like on the internet? You were searching for swing dancing or something?
Well, I've actually been swing dancing for 3 years. I started in Halifax.
Okay.
And then I moved to Ottawa, and I was swing dancing and on a team there. And then I moved to Uganda for 7 months, and I didn't swing dance at all. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Kitchener when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
I looked Hepcats up on the internet, and within a week of moving here, I had gone for the first time because I needed my weekly swing dancing fix.
Well, Max will kind of get the hang of this too. You're a new swing dancer too, and I forget now. How did you first get into your swing dance? Just give it a quick review. I asked you before, I can't quite remember.
So we'd have to either thank or blame April.
Right,
because she leads the choir at Our Lady of Lourdes, and so I met her back in January through a mutual friend, And I was supposed to take her flying, and that fell through the cracks. And didn't end up taking her flying. We're postponing that until the summer. But one Saturday, she just messaged me, and she's like, "What are you up to tonight?" And I was like, "I'm about to go to sleep." And she's like, no, you should come out dancing." And I was like, "I've never danced really in my life." She's like, no, just you should come." I was like, "Where is this?" She's like, "It's in Toronto. It's Tux." I was like, "What the heck is Tux?" Apparently is the exchange, whatever it is, the dance exchange. And I still don't even know what it means. So she convinced me to go, and she said, "Make sure that you dress up nicely, white shirt, black tie, black pants, and dress shoes." So I was kind of worried, and I already started feeling intimidated over the phone. I went there, and there were about 300 kids dancing in this really raggedy old building, and within about 10 minutes I was hooked.
Just like that.
Like that. Yeah. It was like the movie. It was euphoric. It was like it was like the movies. Everybody was dressed up awesome. People were throwing women around. It was just awesome. And I was like, one day I'll be like that. But what?
Our studio audience just passed out on it.
That's essentially what it looks like when you have no idea what's actually happening. So it's like, whatever. No, it looked cool. Like I said, it was like a movie. So
it was a lot of fun.
So then April told me about Hepcats and whatever, so started going there. And then I just finished Swing 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then technically I finished Blues 1. However, I skipped today's class because I was in church for Holy Thursday. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then classes are starting in a couple of weeks. Or a week and a half now.
Yeah.
So looking forward to Swing 2 and Balboa.
Well,
hopefully this time around. Remember last time we were talking about Balboa and how that didn't go through. Yeah. So this time around, Balboa.
Well, Balboa is a great dance. And I think over the course of a dancer's career, they start with swing and then they try the others. Blues is popular and Balboa is popular. And there's always a bit of Charleston in most dance steps anyway. So it's a good time.
Yeah.
Any favorite songs you want to hear tonight, Max?
Let me meditate on that.
Okay. Okay, so let's take our first break here. We'll play a song and we'll be right back. And this is episode number 92 of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. And we'll be right back, folks.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Sean Brown, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
We're back, folks, and we're in the first segment of our show tonight, and our studio audience is putting on a show there and checking things out. That's good.
We're throwing women around.
That's right. We're going to have to do sound effects for Nario's class.
Put me down, Max!
I can hardly wait till you guys try it. It's going to be fun. Are you, you'll have to come back with the aerials. It's a real experience. You'll have a hoot with that.
One of these days.
Tell us how it's going with the Balboa stuff. Have you got your comfortable little kind of close-in thing going there where you can move smoothly, or you still feel like you're crashing against things?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't started taking lessons, so I guess I'm doing it wrong. that's all I have to say about that, really.
That's all right. Kirsten, have you taken some Balboa? Where are you at for lessons now and stuff?
Well, I've done a couple of performance classes with Hepcats, which was totally awesome.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. And before that, the last set of courses I took was in 2011, when I reached Swing 3 in Ottawa, and I also was on a solo Charleston team, which was really exciting.
See, you have a lot more experience. You have a lot. You've done a lot of things in swing dancing.
I have.
Yeah. Do you have any? Did you have any goals you picked out after the last workshop and looking over your interests?
I guess it just become a more sort of attractive dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to sort of solidify my swivels and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's my major goal right now.
Well, you're certainly in the right place to do it. We're lucky here to have instructors in the area, plus instructors that come in, like Peter Flahiff, and Toronto, a close-by scene, has lots of instructors coming in. So usually you find somebody who speaks the language in the way you understand. Like you can have two people explain something, and one makes sense and one doesn't because of the way you learn things. And so I'm sure there's... if you get to one good swivel, you'd be wondering if there's some more good ways to do a swivel than just the one you've learned, too.
It's true, yeah.
Any more performance team stuff with you at all?
Well, I'm looking forward to participating in a wedding performance, which is happening at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you'll have to stay tuned as to other upcoming engagements.
Now, what's the performance team? I think it's in the announcements here. They're going to do something. They've been asked to perform at something before, a West Coast dance or something.
Yeah,
Alexandra.
Yeah, I think that's the one that I'm thinking
of. Is that
the one?
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we just had a song there. That was by Jelly Roll Morton, and I got some more lined up there. Let's play another one here. This is Accentuate the Positive, and we'll be right back after that with our guest. This is done by Jive Akers. See you in a bit.
Hey, man. You seem happy this morning. Don't you read the newspapers?
You just have to have a positive outlook on life. That's all.
What do you mean? Nobody could be happy in this place.
Well, I'll tell you a funny thing. As a great philosopher once said, the truth of the matter is that all the happiness you ever find lies in you. Let me tell you about it. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum.
Boy.
Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
That's in the crew.
To illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta accentuate
perpetuate the positive eliminate the negative latch on to the affirmative don't mess with Mr. In-Between you gotta spread joy up to the maximum bring gloom down to the minimum or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene to illustrate my last remark Jonah in the whale Noah in the ark what did they do when everything looks so dark you've got to accentuate the positive eliminate the negative latch on to the affirmative don't mess with Mr. In-Between on to the affirmative don't mess with Mr. In-Between do not mess with Mr. In-Between no no do not mess with Mr. In-Between it's a bubble just do 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 you dig
I positively dig
yeah.
Hi, this is Naomi Uyama. You are listening now to CKMS 100.3.
Okay, so we're back, and that was Accentuate the Positive by the Jive Aces, and that was a great song. Makes you really want to jump around. And I think we'll do a few announcements to get started here in our next part of our show, and this is local announcements. We talked a little bit about the new dance schedule, and we're glad to report that Max is going to take Balboa and Lindy Hop. Is that right, Max?
What's going on?
You're going to go. They're going to take Balboa in this term, and
hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully. And this is a call for people because last time when I walked into the class, I was the only one.
Oh.
And that's how I ended up taking blues.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll be the way around this time. That was
on, nice.
This new schedule starts on April the 8th, so sign up there at hepcathoppers.ca. And the next event here is the First Contact Swing Dance Party. You mentioned that. Are you guys going to that at all? Swing Dance, the Jedi, what's it called there?
The Star Trek First Contact?
Yeah, Swing Dance to celebrate the first contact with our Vulcan friends when we on Earth discovered warp speed on April the 5th of 2063. Are you going?
Of course. I'm training people how to fly spaceships.
Good man.
Apparently.
And Kirsten, are you going to that same dance too? I suspect you probably are. Had your costume picked out?
I wouldn't miss it.
All right. Are you going as a red shirt?
Of course. Actually, I was thinking I'd like to be egalitarian, so I'm going to wear a striped shirt that's gold, red, and blue.
What the heck is egalitarian?
What is that?
It's for all teams.
Oh.
What is it?
What's egalitarian?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what egalitarian means?
No, please enlighten me.
it's exactly what it sounds like. It means that everybody's equal.
Egalitarian.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like, would you like put a big waist scale in the front of your sweater and then equal? Like,
yeah, that's a good idea too. Okay. This just keeps getting better and better.
It's going to be the best dance you ever want to go to. Friday, April the 5th from 7 to 12 a.m. And that will be also, I would think, at the Hepcat Studios.
Watch out, Max. My spaceship's going to win.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Oh.
Also, we're going to be playing video games.
Yes, that's right.
Artemis. For those who are interested in playing Artemis. If they don't know what it is, that's fine. They can Google it.
Okay. Sounds good.
So.
And also, the information for that is at www.hepcathoppers.ca. And who's these guys yakking over here?
Natty's Friends?
Yeah, Natty's Friends. Okay.
You can ask Natty. Is he coming through the mic? Oh, okay. Kirsten. Let me throw her.
Yeah, it's like an aerials class, eh?
What am I doing?
I'm throwing her across the room.
Yeah, there
oh,
you
that.
Go.
Okay.
We can hear the other guys in the mic.
Yeah. These microphones pick up everything. I can't believe it. Eh? You can't believe it until you put the headphones on what comes through. Another big event coming up is on Saturday, April 6th, even sooner. Wow, this is the Blacklight Waterloo Westies Dance. Next week, actually, we're going to have a couple of Westie disc jockeys on. Ali Rajabi will come in, play some West Coast music, get some, pump up that dance.
Some Rihanna and really non-swinging music.
He plays some real lively stuff, and I know it's good. It's lively music. It certainly is West Coast music, and so he'll be coming in and doing that. And we'd like to see those guys doing okay. And they have an intermediate lesson starting at 8 to 8:30, and then the beginner lesson from 8:30 to 9. So it'll be a great night, and the glow sticks will be provided because it's a black light dance. A couple more here, the Jazz Room in the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo. I am pleased to say that finally, after 2 years, I finally went to the Jazz Room.
Cool. I've never been.
Have you been there, Kirsten?
Yep.
And did you like it?
Yep.
That's something else, isn't it, eh?
It is. It's too bad they don't have a bigger dance floor.
Wow. And you're not, I don't think you're allowed to dance there anyway, are you? Did you guys try it when you were there?
I actually went alone, but I actually ended up speaking to somebody who's on the board just by chance.
Yeah.
And it didn't sound like swing dancing was encouraged.
No. I get that. I think when I was there, they did say, turn off your devices and be quiet and listen. It was well worth it because it's great music. And I'm just glad to finally get up there. It's a Jazz Room put on by www.jwjazzroom.com. And you can go see them at the Hoother on the weekends. And lastly but not least on this list, or maybe not quite lastly, it's at least on this page, is the KW Dixieland Jazz Club. Now, I haven't been there yet. Have you made it to that one yet at all, Kirsten, by chance? Okay. Now, I know that's pretty good because I used to go out there a pile when they used to be out at the Lancaster. They would go there on Saturday afternoons, and that was a great afternoon of very fast music. Do you like that fast music? Or are you?
I sure do. It's great for doing the Charleston.
Ah. Good, because the Charleston is a fun dance, and that's what you got to be able to do for a fast tune.
It's true.
And last on my list here is Jazz at the Theater, and this is a registry theater, and this is something new for those guys. So they didn't always have a lot there. Lots of music and drama and like acts and stuff, but this is their jazz concerts, and I'm just going to guess it's not every week. What's coming up, though, I'll read that off. It's the Mike Jansen Trio, April 12th, so... Good stuff all around the area. If you can't find something fun to do, then all you have to do is maybe fly planes. If you're really hard up for doing something, you can go fly planes.
What are we flying planes for?
I don't know, but I figured that would get your attention there.
It definitely did.
Okay, so let's play the tune here. Douglas Watson is playing just down the street tonight. You guys heard Douglas Watson maybe at the on Wednesday nights? Okay, Kirsten, you have? Not yet. Okay, so Douglas is a local guy, and actually he's from Chicago originally, but has called this home for at least, three or four years? Hold on. More than that? 10 years now? Wow, 10 years he's been in the area. And he plays some good old rhythm and blues stuff, and he's got a great voice. Let's play a bit of Douglas Watson, and we'll be back with him the next part of our show. Sad in my brand new car.
which way I go, always go too far. Brand new, brand new car. In my brand new, brand new car. It don't matter which way I go, always go too far.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
We're back, folks, and this is episode 92 of Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and tonight's guests are Kirsten Van Houten, and where has he disappeared to? Max Salmon.
Right,
he's having a little rest on the couch there, collecting his thoughts. So that was Douglas Watson, and so, Kirsten, I saw you on Wednesday night. You were at O'Brien's, right?
Yep, sure was.
Douglas was playing there. That's a good night out.
It was a great show.
Yeah, and brought along, there was three or four, saw Kevin and the other two girlies were out with him, and it was a fine night. You guys hung around till about 10, I think it was?
Yeah, you know, we're getting old.
Well, you know, it is fun just to go out, like, even if you go for an hour or two dancing, it's a real hoot, so it's just
true.
Fine. Did you get any late night parties in your dancing repertoire here yet?
No, not yet. But I would like to. I did go to David and Amanda's wedding. So that was sort of a late night swing party.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was fun.
And a swimming party, too. our friend Kelly on the couch and I had a really great time jumping into the pool over and over and over again.
Well, that was good. I mean, that was quite a party. That was the hand fasting for Dave Trin and Amanda Bell, who had that ceremony last summer. Was it like August or something? I forget when it was.
Yeah, August, I think.
So the swing community came out to celebrate that, and, you know, we had a lot of fun there, and it just shows... with the swing dancers, you can be not only dancing, but enjoying all kinds of other events too, fundraisers and all that kind of stuff. And so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so we'll look forward to your next adventures and what you're doing.
Me too.
Are you taking lessons this term around? Did I ask you that already?
I haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm. And what would you take if you would figure out what you'd like? You got, I guess probably you got a busy schedule and you can't go out every night, but...
That's true, although I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'm interested in improving my blues dancing, mm-hmm. So I might stop in for Blues 2 if it's being offered this time around.
Well, that's good. The blues instructors that are doing that are actually at that dance night. They might just pop over here, but we're not too sure who might or might not. But that's Jeff Benoit and Amy Nyland, and they teach the blues portion of the Hepcats dance schedule. Is Amanda teaching the Balboa? Amanda and Dave, I think, right?
You know, I think it's Dave and Amanda.
Yeah, and the swing stuff. I'm not sure who's doing that either, but
that's Dave and Amanda.
Are they also okay?
I think at least swing 1 and 2.
Yeah.
It'll
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's great instructors, and anything keep you busy on a weeknight and have lots of fun, and away we go. So don't forget to. I think we'll do some more announcements here because I was just thinking, you were at O'Brien's, but on our list here is our friends in Hamilton, the Hammer Hoppers. And they have a dance coming up. And as I quickly look through this, I think it's, of course, you know, I can't find it when I'm looking for it now, but have you ever done some of their dances there?
Isn't it the April in Paris? I'm going to walk over. I think April in Paris is happening on Wednesday the 3rd.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I have no idea what... they have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And but I could pull it up if you don't have it on your sheet there.
I should have everything on this sheet, but I don't... Oh, here it is. How do you like that?
Just call me Dad.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, these are the announcements. Okay, I got it here. This is on the national section of our announcement list tonight. It says, at Tailgate Charlie's on 69 John Street, the April 3rd. Yep, the band is not announced here. But it could be Craig Roberts, I think, and his band. A pretty good band from that part of the world. You know what? We should just keep on going with some of these other national announcements. University of Western Ontario has their end-of-year swing dance. That's April 6th. I can't believe all the stuff that's going on. You should go down there, Max.
It's end of year.
Right? Well, end of the year is for the students at the University of Western Ontario. This is featuring the Sahara Swing Band. So I guess you have to dress in, you know, Sahara clothes. You have Sahara clothes, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Not.
No?
I don't know.
It has to look like sand with scarves, right?
It has to look like sand.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I got some Arabic clothing at home. I might as well wear that.
Well, that'd be pretty good.
We do have a scarf.
You
do
no,
have,
that doesn't
count. Of course this counts. I got this in sub-Saharan Africa.
Then it counts.
That accounts. There that you accounts. Go. See, we get corrected as we go all along, and it's just great. That's at the First Baptist Church in London, Ontario, April the 6th. Cost is $10 at the door. Good bunch down there. We've had lots of fun over the years down there.
I got the band for April in Paris, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's Les Petits Nouveaux, which is apparently Gypsy Swing.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, I did play a little bit tonight with Grappelli. He's still got that nice Gypsy Swing stuff going.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about when you were in the show last time, doing you guys are at, you and...
Lucy was here.
Yeah.
We were talking about that, yeah. See, I remember that.
He's a real thing for that, so... And just to finish up the schedule is, of course, our good friends at the Dover Courthouse in Toronto. They have their Saturday night swing dance party, and that goes on every weekend. And there's lessons of that and live music usually on a Saturday night, so that's a lot of fun. Can't forget the West Coast guys in Toronto. They dance Tuesday nights at the Dover Courthouse. And here's a workshop that is, like, on right now, like March 28th to 31st. That's now, isn't it?
What?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
It's Toronto Toss Out.
Yeah, Toronto Toss Out, the Balboa Weekend Workshop. So that would be a lot of fun.
Wish I was there, but...
A whole bunch of other stuff, but we'll get doing them later. So let's play another tune here, folks. We just listened to Douglas Watson, and I think we'll go back and we'll try something here called Leapfrog by Les Brown and his orchestra.
And Dave Trin has just entered the building.
That's true.
And Olivier.
We've had guests all night, and here's Dave in here. Good to see you, Dave. We'll play another song, and we'll get together with our guests here. We'll be back. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM.
Yeehaw.
Hey there, this is Ann Siktosh from the UW Swing Club, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Thanks, Grimbean folks, and I see there's more guests. Dave Trin, our other co-host, just popped in, and I think Kelly just stepped out the door, so it's a regular revolving thing here. It's a big party tonight on Thursday night here in the KW, listen to swing and jazz music, and with my great guests, we talk all about the what's going on in the scene. So, here we go. Hi, how are you?
Good.
You are?
Olivier.
Olivier is here, and so is Dave Trin. Very good. So that's great. We got a full studio, and there's no shortage of stuff we can do. Olivier, are you taking swing distance lesson this time around, too, or no?
I am. Okay. I'm going to get on the mic over there.
Yeah, well, we can kind of pick it up here, but it's nice if they would. Yeah, that would be good if you guys want to slip out there. All right.
We really need more mics in this.
Yeah.
Team. Hello.
Hi, Olivier. How you doing? So you're a new dancer in the scene, having lots of fun with it?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah. Where's your home at originally? How'd you get hooked up in our stuff here?
It's kind of complicated.
Okay. I like complicated. Max likes complicated, right?
No. I like simple.
Well, I'm interested in complicated. Go ahead. Tell us how you started dancing and where you're all from.
I'm actually originally from Montreal.
Yes.
And I moved to Toronto to go to university.
Yes.
Graduated. Got a job out here. Mm-hmm. And because I had no friends.
Well, you're just like our co-host, Dave Trin over there, you know?
What?
I still have no friends.
David has lots of friends. What are you talking about?
David has more friends than anyone I know.
David has like three times as many friends on Facebook as I do.
He has a lot of Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
He makes up the profile.
David probably wrote like an algorithm.
Facebook friends.
That was well played. Well played.
Holy smokes! Dave, what do we do if you were here to pick on you? I mean, really, eh?
Someone has to be the scapegoat.
Well, that's all right. Well, we'll go back to talking about Olivia with no friends. Go ahead.
Anyways, so I had no friends. And then I found this lovely community. I had wanted to learn how to dance for a very long time because I'd been playing drums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Four limbs, move them about to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I found lots of wonderful people.
There's all kinds of things peeping and popping away out there.
Sorry.
I can hear somebody's cell phone trying to dial out too, or that polling thing that cell phones do.
If you have no friends,
yeah,
you should come down.
That's right.
To Hepcat Hoppers.
.ca.
42 Herb Street.
Yeah.
East.
Are you? We went through the list for the new schedule for dance instruction starts April 8th, and you're probably taking some of those lessons too.
I am. I'm going to be taking swing 1, 2, 3, 3.5. It's the new theory class,
mm-hmm.
which you should all take.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What is that?
Maybe David
Hey, tell us what that is. What's that,
that
new, we've got the, right from the creators of the course. What is that?
Oh, yeah, Swing Theory and Connections, a new class that happens on Tuesdays starting at 8 o'clock. And it was originally supposed to be Swing 4,
mm-hmm.
which was supposed to occur at 9 o'clock, but there's been a lot of people who've been asking about the whys of the things that we've been teaching. I mean, throughout class, I try to put in some principle and theory, but I keep getting blocked by my lovely wife, Amanda.
Yes.
She's like, save it. Don't tell them this stuff. So it takes a long time to explain it. Nonetheless, we're hoping to explain some of the first principles of swing theory,
okay.
swing dance theory, and connection.
And you can take it from at any level.
That's right. So you don't have to know anything about swing dancing. Yep. You can still take it. Those who have vocabulary, have taken swing 1 and 2, will be a little bit more of an advantage because they can start thinking about these ideas and then applying it into the moves.